Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. That's Eric bringing us back. Mr. Clapton, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, one of the smartest guys I know, the founder and currently co-CEO and chief storyteller at Story Worldwide, which is now part of a larger organization. He sold his business in the last year, and Kirk, you know, I'm so proud of you because you and I've known each other a long time, and you were just, I mean, Story was a gleam in your eye when we first met, if you remember.
It's true.
And you built it, and I watched you build it. I watched you go global and national first, and then global, and you had all the ups and downs and all the excitement and the worries that most of us have, and then you, I mean, it's just been a whole clinic on how to start a business and operate it successfully, and then divest of it. And so I'm proud of you for what you've done. I'm proud of the story that you're able to tell us now. You were telling us I love what you said in the previous segment that, you know, don't expect to if you sell a small business, don't expect to walk away with a check and go to the south of France. You know, you're gonna you said something else off the air about that. Tell the audience what you said about when you should decide to sell your business.
Well, yeah, and as you and I were discussing, I said that it's really, really important. The time to sell a business is not when you're sick of it and you want to quit. The time to sell a business is probably about a decade before that. And it's really important to, as you said to me, to prepare to sell the business and to prepare yourself mentally to have a boss. That, to me, is the most difficult transition
for a small business owner. Yeah.
Because you're not going to sell your business to someone and then ignore them. That won't work out well. And usually the sum total that you're going to get from it is going to depend on the strong collaboration between you and your new boss. And so there's a lot of really, I think, difficult mental adjustments that have to go on, not just to sell it, but to make sure that sale, under most circumstances, is a success.
How big a deal are compatible values in a transaction like this between the seller and the buyer?
I think they're huge. Small businesses, look, I often joke that I started this company because I can't stand bosses, right? I mean, and I think most small business owners are very much like me in that. The only person in the world we want to work for is ourselves, fundamentally.
Right.
And my joke is nobody else would hire me anyway. That's why I started a small business. So I'm a difficult employee, Jim. And I think most small business owners
I wouldn't know anything
difficult
about that
employees.
Myself.
Correct.
So keep going. You're doing good.
So sharing the values, sharing the culture, sharing the goals of the person you're selling to and the person who's buying your business needs to be buying it because they value the business, not because they want to change everything, not because they think the culture sucks, but they can fix it, right? I mean, these are the warning signs. Go ahead.
Right. No, I was just going to say, if somebody starts looking at you and they start talking about your business in a way early on, in a way that sounds like it's not the way you're thinking about it, that may not be a reason to stop, but it sure is a red flag, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, they may have a good point, and they may have new directions you can go in that you couldn't go by yourself. All of that's important to look at, but fundamentally, the old cliche that it's like a marriage is completely true. And if you meet a lovely woman who thinks you're a great guy, if only she can fix you, right? This is probably not a lifelong union.
And I think what you said is important is even if they're right, even if your business does need to do what the person says, if you can't live with that for the next 3 to 5 years, you may sell the business, you may make a lot of money, but you're going to be an unhappy camper, aren't you?
No, absolutely. And again, given the fact that probably half of the total price for your business under most circumstances or more will be value that you earn during the course of the 3 years after you sell the business, you really have to ask yourself the question, am I going to be able to increase the value of this business over the next 3 years, or am I going to be fighting with these people who just bought it?
Basically, the buyer is saying, okay, you say your business is worth $5 million. Here's $1 million up front. You got to prove the other four, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if we really work well together, that other four may turn into six more or seven.
It could, yeah.
But it could also turn into $1.50 more.
And this is really important for people, Kirk. This is really important for people who are growing their business right now and imagining a sale, 5, 10, 20 years down the road. This is real good. This is gut check perspective that you're giving them right now, and I appreciate you sharing these things. We're going to completely change subjects and talk about a topic we may never have talked about before after these messages with our good friend Kirk Jenkins. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.